Hello, this is Roger Schaus, and this is Jumpstart Rewind. This is a part of our Heaven Bound podcast family. Jumpstart number 1820, first written April 3rd, 2017. Acts 26, verse 8. Why is it considered incredible among you people if God does raise the dead? Our verse today comes from the grand speech that the Apostle Paul delivered before an enormous crowd that included the Roman governor Festus and the Judean king Agrippa, commanders and many prominent movers and shakers of the times, as well as leading Jewish authorities. Paul's allowed to tell his story. He has been in jail for more than 2 years. He has appealed to the highest court in the Roman system, Caesar himself. Festus doesn't know what to tell Caesar. The Jews have accused Paul of many things, but it seems like trivial Jewish problems. Why can't they settle this themselves? At stake in all this is Paul's claim that Jesus is the Christ and that he is the risen Savior. For this reason, some Jews seized me in the temple and tried to put me to death, verse 21 says. At the end of Paul's defense, Festus will claim that Paul is out of his mind. Paul makes this personal and talks directly to King Agrippa, reminding him of things that he knows. A great passage, many great lessons found tucked throughout this section. Our verse today, why is it considered incredible among you, reminds us of four key aspects of Christianity that folks find incredible even today. First, that God made us. That isn't considered incredible by most people. Almost everyone believes evolution is true. That's the common thought on universities and in the media. It is more incredible to believe that we were planned, designed, and part of something special rather than all this just happened by time and chance and a little luck. No sense, no reason, no purpose, nothing beyond us. And that is not considered incredible. The proof, not to be found. The logic, there is none. We were all on our own, and this is as good as it gets. When we're done here, we simply cease to exist anymore. That's considered hopelessness of evolution. That's where evolution takes you. Second, it is incredible that God could communicate with his creation. That's what people believe. As incredible as the first one is, this seems even more incredible. Why is it hard to think that God would and could communicate with us? Those that have been brought into the hypothesis of evolution also have more reason to believe that alien life could communicate with us than God can. Life on Mars seems to be a hot topic of scientists these days. They have more belief that Mars had a massive flood than planet Earth did. Why wouldn't God communicate with his creation? And how best to communicate then through words? Words can be copied. Words can be translated. Words can be memorized. Words can pass through generations. God's word is what the Bible is. It's more credible to an unbelieving world that Bible is a collection of myths, legends, and stories than someone, no one knows who, put this all together, edited, and formed what we now call the Bible. Incredible. Yet how would you explain the power of the Bible? How would you explain the accuracy of the Bible? How would you explain all the things the Bible talks about before it was commonly known? Why hasn't someone duplicated a similar product like the Bible? So incredible. Thirdly, that God loves us and that he sent his son to save us from our sins. That seems incredible to a skeptical world. Why would God do that? Why would God allow his own son to die for us? It is incredible for folks to understand that God would love them so much. No one has loved us that much. No one would do that, but God has done this. In a cruel first century world, these words seem impossible. God sent Jesus because he loved us. God sent Jesus to save us. God sent Jesus to pay the penalty so we could go to heaven. Justice, wrath, love, mercy, forgiveness, principles and concepts that a selfish, self-centered, unbelieving world just could not understand. Fourth, that God made us to live beyond death. God made us to live eternally with him in heaven. As Paul said to Agrippa, why is it incredible if God does raise the dead? Don't believe in life after death? Don't think that God has that kind of power? Don't want to think that God is so amazing and powerful we are accountable to him? Up from the grave he arose. It's more than a neat hymn sung in church services. It is the anthem and the heart of God's message. Jesus came and died and rose again. To the Jewish audience that Paul was preaching to, that thought meant that Jesus was right. It meant that Jesus was the Messiah. It meant that the kingdom was spiritual, not physical. It meant that salvation was found in Jesus Christ. Incredible. These four principles are the foundation of Christianity. It may seem incredible that strangers would care for others. It may seem incredible that Christians want to help turn your life around and do this wanting nothing in return. It may seem incredible that Christians want to help you get stronger in the Lord. It may seem incredible that Christians love you. It may seem incredible that you can be forgiven. It may seem incredible that a spouse would give you a second chance to a mate that was unfaithful. It may seem incredible that someone would forgive a person who tried to ruin their name. Incredible, but it happens all the time among Christians. It is an amazing journey, but a true one. And to all these words, King Agrippa would say, "Almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian." Almost. The words of defeat, almost. Almost means you didn't. Almost is close, but not close enough. Ours is an amazing message that is true. Ours is the amazing journey that is true. We walk among those who think that all this is nonsense and incredible, but we know better. We know the truth, and we know God. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. And thank you for listening.